Justin Fluke joined by head coach Brooke Smart as we talk Holton Wildcat football. The Cats get a big win last week over Hiawatha, a game that started out a little bit slow, and Holton trailed at 1 point, 7-0 in that football game. But, man, once you got rolling, coach, a big second quarter there and able to carry on to the win. But, man, 550 rushing yards, I guess that's what jumped off the charts to me. I know that some things you would have liked a little bit better, but you still ran for a heck of a lot of yards last Friday to get that win.
You know, that's kind of what we've been shooting for. We've had those games about every year, and it's really taken us a long time to get to that point with those kind of numbers on offense. So there were a lot of positives there. I think defensively we struggled a little bit because of with the option offense that they run, you have to be really disciplined with your eyes and disciplined in playing your position and taking your responsibility on the option and reacting to that. And we didn't do a very good job of that early in the game, and then just their size up front really gave us trouble with the straight ahead dive. I mean, they're just a big football team, and that's a real challenge for us.
4-3 on the season, you finish runner up in district because your last game is a non-league and non-district game. But you know, I was kind of scratching my head a little bit there during the second half. I mean, you run for 550 yards. Have you ever been in a game where you ran for 550 yards and it was close to being a one-score game there in the fourth quarter? You got a big interception by Kel Frazier that protected a 14-point lead and go down to score to make it 21 in the end. But it seemed like for as many things that were going right, that felt like a little bit closer game there late.
Well, we had a fumble there somewhere, and we had a couple penalties that stalled drives on us. And part of it was we had long drives and field position, so we put more yards on the ground, but maybe didn't put it on the board. So it was a little bit of an odd situation when you sit down and look at the stats after the game.
I think the defense, though, played really well. They continue to get takeaways. That's what stands out to me, continuing to fly to the football and just create big plays, interceptions, and fumbles. Do you feel like the defense is really coming together and continuing to play well?
Yeah, I think probably everywhere we still lack consistency. I think at points, at times during the game, we look really good and we put people in bad situations, and that's when turnovers occur. But at other times, we just, we just kind of don't act like we know what we're doing all the time and struggle. So for us to continue to advance in the playoffs, we really got to find that consistency. And maybe it's intelligent for the game sometimes. Maybe it's just hustle. And maybe it's understanding what we're doing. I don't know. But we really have to get there.
Maybe some of those things are the the answer to my final question as well. But I was going to ask you about short yardage situations, both offensively and defensively. It seems like this year there's just been a lot more of those, or maybe they've just been magnified more because there's been some games that have obviously been closer. But what's the key, I guess, whether it's, trying to get a couple yards on an offensive first down, a fourth down play, or trying to get a stop on a fourth down play? It just seems like there's been major fourth down plays for your team on both sides of the football this year, and I'm sure you would have liked a few more of them to go on your way.
Yeah, I think that just goes back to consistency. We've missed blocks on some certain plays where we feel like we're moving the ball and in good situation, and we're not as big and strong of an offensive line maybe that we were normally, and sometimes maybe that shows up. But that 1 yard gain has been a little bit tougher for us so far this year, and we haven't seemed to get as many stops on those short yardage situations. So who knows? I mean, that's what we continue to work on and continue to try to move forward. And if we make those kind of plays in big games, we're gonna have a lot of success.
No doubt. This final game of the season against Leavenworth, non-league, non-district for Holton. It is senior night. We'll preview it with Coach Bardo when we continue here on the Wildcat Coaches Show. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooke Sparta, talking Holton football. And Coach, you have a home playoff game in week number 9 secured, and of course a lot of eyes on the future and making a playoff run. So how do you treat this game? Is it just like any other game? I mean, it's non-league, non-district. It's a bigger 5A school and a game that ultimately doesn't mean a whole lot besides a win or a loss in the record. So how are you approaching this week 8 contest?
We had a decision to make whether even we were going to play a game this week because there weren't many teams available to play. We decided to go ahead and do it because we think it's an opportunity to play a talented football team. And, hopefully we come out of this thing healthy. And the kind of team we've had, we've just really played as an unseasoned team and kind of played like we're inexperienced because we are. So maybe we need that experience more than we need the preparation.
Tell us about Leavenworth. What does this matchup look like? What challenges do they present to your squad Friday?
Well, you know, they're a big 5A school, so obviously they're going to have a lot of speed and skill kids at that school, and they also have a lot of size and, you know, a little more depth than probably we have. So it's a real contrast in styles. They're going to be very athletic and try to put people in space, and we're probably going to try to play in a phone booth and see if they like to play that way.
How about the healthier team and just some other things that you're looking at trying to, you know, clean up and make sure you're in your best position next week and moving forward into the postseason?
Well, that's another thing about playing is we have kind of a bunch of nagging injuries. We're not in a lot of trouble with the number of injuries, but just kind of beat up. And but at the same time, it's the playoffs, and this is the time of the year you got to practice hard and continue to improve, and that's just kind of the way it is most years.
One final question, Coach. I wanted to ask you about this group of seniors. I think we talked about them a time or two this season, but because it is senior night here Friday night, their final regular season home game, a chance for them to be honored. What stands out to you when you watch and are around this senior class of football players every day?
Well, you know, it's not a very big class, and, you know, we had hoped it would be a bigger class, but they're the guys that come to work every day. They're excited about playing and enjoy playing, and they make big contributions to our team, and they've done a good job integrating our younger players into that system and making it all fit together.
And we look forward to the game on Friday night to wrap up the regular season and celebrate those seniors. Best of luck, Coach. As always, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
Brooks Barta, head man for the Wildcats. The Holton Weekly Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, also by Community Healthcare System, and by Medical Pharmacy.